This is WKAR. Jocelyn Benson is Michigan's first Democratic Secretary of State in over 20 years. She took her oath of office last Tuesday and is coming into the office at a time where elections and voting in Michigan will see major updates. WKAR's Abigail Sensky has more.
Jocelyn Benson was elected alongside Propositions 2 and 3 in the 2018 midterms. The proposals included changes to redistricting, early and absentee voting, voter registration, and election audits. She begins her term after several bills attempting to modify Propositions 2 and 3 and remove her office's oversight of campaign finance died during December's lame duck session. In her inaugural remarks, she called it a new day for democracy in Michigan, and she says she's excited to be taking office alongside the new laws.
So I'm ready to make sure we're implementing each of those changes with an eye towards making it easier to vote and harder to cheat, protecting the access of the process and the security of the process.
She says taking the state from worst to first in transparency, ethics, and accountability is another one of her main priorities. Currently, the Center for Public Integrity ranks Michigan last out of all 50 states. Benson says she hopes she'll be able to change Michigan's reputation by doing things like incentivizing lawmakers to willingly disclose their finances.
And I'm optimistic based on my conversations with the legislators, both during lame duck and now as Secretary of State, that we will find a lot of opportunities to collaborate and move forward in concert in a nonpartisan way, in a bipartisan way.
Benson is starting off echoing the governor's message of building bridges and eliminating partisan problems. I'm Abigail Sensky for WKAR News.